former Georgia and Alabama assistant coach Scott Cochran, who knows Mikey P all too well. He is joining us here. On the show.
Yeah, y'all ain't ready today.
Let me tell you something.
Ready.
I don't think I am.
No, you're not ready. Y'all sipping on your coffee. Get your feet up. We about to get to work.
I want to let you know I'm the only one, Scott, that stands the entire show. I refuse to sit like these guys.
Let's go. You know? Come on.
Yeah. You know this rivalry. Is it a rivalry, I should say? That's the question. All too well, we've been discussing that. Is this considered a rivalry? I say it goes kind of beyond that, so it's not in a way. I'm curious to know your thoughts.
What's the record? 46 and 20-something?
Ooh. Yeah.
All-time record of this game. Bama, 46. I think Georgia, 20-something. But, you know, so you want rivalry. I just think it's a word, right? We try to push words to create buzz. You don't need to create any buzz for this one. There is no need for a buzzword or anything. This is going to be a full-out war.
Yeah. Cock, first of all, man, appreciate you hanging out with us today. And, look, me and you go way back. I was telling a story, and I think I sent you the video. I was telling a story yesterday, the first day you show up. He's just screaming, just a ball of energy. I always tell people, Cock, that the offensive line is the engine of a program, right? But you were the batteries, man. You were the energy of that program in Alabama for so long. Talk about getting the phone call from Nick Saban. I think you were with the Hornets at the time. You get the phone call from Nick Saban. Hey, man, want you in Tuscaloosa. What was that transition like, especially for a guy like you that went to LSU, man?
Yeah, so, man, I love that you're bringing this up. So I get the call. I'm coaching for the Hornets. I was at LSU for 5 years as a graduate assistant, as a assistant strength coach, all the stuff. And so I go to the NBA. I'm coaching for the Hornets. We play the Hawks, which is really cool. So we're about to play the Hawks. I get a phone call, and Coach Saban says, hey, I don't know if you know, but I took the Alabama job. And I'm like, no, my head's been in the sand. I had no idea. You're all over ESPN. He said, I want you to come be my strength coach. And I said, okay, let me get back home after this game and let me get some clothes and stuff. And he goes, hey, I'm not hiring you to be my banker. I need you to be my strength coach. Get here as soon as you can. So we play the Hawks that night, and we come away with a victory. I know that's not good on this radio show, but that was 2007, so we can get over it. I get back to the hotel at like 12 o'clock. The team leaves, goes back home. I get back to the hotel, and all I have is a velour sweatsuit. That's it. Velour
sweatsuit. I'm not.
Oh my
no
God.
Judgment.
I was styling and profiling. Okay. So I had a Hornets issued velour sweatsuit, and I'm like, you know what? The last time I worked for this guy, I was 22 or 23. Now I'm big 27. And so I need to show up at least some professionalism. I went to Walmart or Kmart, one of those two, got me a sports coat. This is at 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. Got a sports coat, white shirt, red power tie. You know, I had to get that power tie. Khakis, shoes, belt. $96. Best investment of my life.
Yeah. I love it, man. You look like a frat boy, it sounds like.
All right. Well,
hey, it works. It works.
Well, to that point, you show up in your frat boy Walmart attire.
Yeah.
You become a part of – you're embedded in that program. And there, when Kirby leaves, you're mentioned as the one guy – Nick Saban can't lose. You're the most important guy in Alabama's program, not named Nick Saban, with Scott Cochran.
No.
How did Saban react to that? And did he ever give any, like, what was y'all's interaction on that? Because that was everywhere. And honestly, I think there was from what I have heard, there was a lot of truth to that.
Yeah, there was. I mean, Kirby and I, really close friends, and we had always talked, right? If he ever got his shot that I would go with him. And it happened to be his alma mater. And so, yeah, there was a lot of consideration there. And it was a really tough decision at the time. But, man, how do you leave the GOAT when he's in his prime, you know? How do you do that, you know? So, yeah, there was a lot of conversations going. You know, this is how these coaches work, you know. Do you think that they're good recruiters with players? They're even better with coaches. They get the wives involved. They get the kids involved. they get dirty. Yeah.
It's not surprising at all, because with how win at all costs Saban was. I got to ask you, though. You know, this is something that's been out there for a long time, and our boy sitting over here is actually he's actually wearing black right now. He's got a black hoodie on, so I'm not sure if he's going to a funeral, Coach, but. What was your thought into that whole, they're wearing black because they're going to a funeral, and did Nick pull you aside after that Sunday, after its own game day, after you play the game, and say, hey, we got to be careful?
No, he pulled me. I think that was a Tuesday, or no, it was a Wednesday practice, and we had just found out that they're wearing black. And, I mean, I said it so low during flex. I didn't scream it. It should have never been on film. Anyway, it gets out there, and the next day Coach Saban finds out. And I had to run after practice. Like, I'm like, okay, when's he going to get me? When's Coach going to get me? Luckily, I had some heavy guys that I had to run. I had to run Terrence Cody after practice to get his weight down. So I'm like on the field. He's finding out after, this is after practice. I'm on the field. I know he's finding out because he's got to go to media. And our media guy, Jeff Purinton, he's telling Coach. Coach is ripping Purinton up and down. And so he comes down to the field and is like, Coach wants to see you. And I was like, okay, let me just finish this up, knowing what it's about. And so I get up there and – you know, I have my ways too. So I just started cussing myself out. I just started beating myself up, saying, I'm so stupid. I should have never said that. Why did I say that, Coach? Oh man, I was just trying to get the guys motivated. So instead of him jumping me, he goes, hey, settle down. It's not your fault. I was like, yes.
Yeah. Oh man, I do want to bring this up really quick. I want to get this to obviously your stuff that you're doing now with the American Addiction Recovery Association. But you know, I did get you. I don't know if you remember this. I got you in trouble one time. I ratted you out to Coach Saban over the fact that you were making us restart workouts. And I think it was Trent Richardson that kept showing up late to workouts as a freshman. And I was like, Coach, I go up to Coach Saban's office. I'm like, Coach. Hey, man, he keeps making us restart. And the next day, you wouldn't even talk to me, man. You said you got reamed pretty good over that. So I apologize all these years later.
Oh, come on. Hey, look. I've taken so many chew-ins for players. I would take 10 more for you, brother.
Yeah. All right.
Anytime.
I do want to get to this stuff, Coach, because I think it's important, man. My hats are off to you. So proud of you, man, and the recovery that you're dealing with.
Appreciate it.
Everything that you've been going through, man. The American Addiction Recovery Association. Talk to us about your story. I know that you're trying to eliminate the whisper and everything else going on, which I think is awesome stuff, man. And you obviously had your problems with your addiction. It kind of carried over from Tuscaloosa to Athens. Tell us about where you're at right now and what you got going on.
Okay, so, you know, I was in active addiction for, you know, 10-plus years. Opiates was my drug of choice. It became fentanyl, became my drug of choice. College Game Day's doing a big story on it this weekend to tell my whole story and show my journey. But, you know, I overdosed in 2020. I had taken the job at Georgia, and COVID hit, put me back in Tuscaloosa. And, you know, when I left Bama, I was like, you know what, I'm going to leave all these problems behind, you know. You know, if I change my geographic location, if I change jobs, I change all my surroundings, then I won't pick up. And that's just a lie I was telling myself, you know. So I picked back up, and my wife found me overdosed. And that scared the hell out of everybody because nobody knew. And we kept it a secret for a while. I went to rehab. We kept it a secret. I was in COVID. Then 2021, I was just really bad off. I guess the rehab wasn't enough. And so I went for an extended stay in 2021. And then this past season, I started struggling. 2023 season, I started really battling demons, and I had a setback. And so my wife said, hey, look, maybe this is our last football game. And our family is okay with that. We were at the bowl game, and she said, maybe this is our last game. And I said, no way, I'm not never going to leave this. And then January, I kind of made the decision to step up. And so we started the AARA, eliminatethewhisper.com. You can find out all the stuff we're doing. Some of the big things that I'm excited about. So we're basically taking the model that Susan G. Komen did for breast cancer. We're taking that exact model, and we are implementing the word addiction in it. So substance abuse of any kind, we're going to get involved with. And two of the main projects are putting Narcan, and Narcan saves lives, putting a box of Narcan everywhere there's an AED across the country. We're going to get a bus and go to every capital in all 50 states. And then my favorite, my absolute favorite, September. No one knows this, and I'm screaming it to the top of my lungs. September is recovery month. Our color is purple. So 2025, we are going to have teams wearing purple in the month of September. And that is going to eliminate stigma. That is going to get people talking about it.
I love it. Hey, Coach, I think I speak for all your former players when I say we love you, man. We're proud of you, and I appreciate you hanging out with us today. And I can't wait to see what game day's got going on, man. But we're all with you, brother. Man. We love you.
I appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep. See ya.
Yeah.